So we're, what, 8 days removed from this off-year election, and we saw, you know, big Republican wins in not just our neck of the woods and school board races around Johnson County, Kansas, but obviously the national trends in the Virginia governor's race, flipping that state, you know, a state that Joe Biden won by double digits a year ago, to, you know, electing Glenn Youngkin to the New Jersey governor's race. I mean, just unbelievable what's happening in generally blue areas around this country. And then also good trends you're seeing right here in the Kansas City metro. Let's welcome on and say good morning to Cassie Smedley. She is the executive director of America Rising. She is formerly of the RNC and, of course, a Kansas City native as well. Cassie, good morning. Thanks for being on KCMO. Great to have you back.
Hey, Pete, awesome to be with you. And I feel like I'm back home. This is just a great way to start the day.
Well, it's great to have you here. We always appreciate your time. And let's just start off with your takeaways from 8 days ago and what you think that blueprint is that we learned from last week and how it applies going forward, going into 2022.
Yeah, let's hear it for voters standing up for the issues that they care about and candidates who listen to the voters instead of dismissing their concerns as just conspiracy theories, which is what we saw play out specifically in Virginia, where you saw education take hold as the number one issue, and you had Glenn Youngkin embrace the concerns he was hearing from voters versus Terry McAuliffe, who said that's conspiracy theory, that's not happening. And obviously, it was a bad night for Terry McAuliffe as a result, and that really is the blueprint that we saw play out there, but that I think every candidate who's going to have their name on a ballot next year is paying close attention to say, what are my local issues? What are people telling me? And to not allow your race become a nationalized issue race, but really what's happening at home. And I think further noting on that is we saw some really unlikely alliances shape up. Everybody would have you believe that we are this incredibly polarized, you are either a Republican or a Democrat, and you're not going to cross lines. And we absolutely saw people cross over because it was personal for them. These issues really had an immediate impact on their families and their lives, and they needed whoever was going to fight for them to be in office, even if that meant voting Republican, in many cases for the first time in their life.
Do you think, though, Cassie, like the issue of education, right? It's key in a governor's race. It worked here in Johnson County, Kansas, and some of the big school board races that we were following locally. But does it work in congressional races in 2022? And if so, why or why not?
Yes. And the reason being, because education gets, it's twofold. It's very local, of course. You moved to your neighborhood likely because you had a really good school. That's always one of the big issues that is on people's forefronts of minds of why I might move to this neighborhood or that neighborhood. But also, and Glenn Youngkin did a really great job of this too, is not allowing him or voters to be pigeonholed as only caring about it as so far as a mask issue or even CRT, but rather about your right as a parent and as a U.S. citizen to have a say in what your children are being taught or just have some insight into it. This really revealed this broader conversation between those who think, oh, let the government do it, let the unions do it, you just stay at arm's length and let us do our jobs, versus parents and citizens who say, yes, on edge.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Specifically, but on any number of issues more broadly, you're not doing that great of a job when we left it up to you, because we saw what was happening as we were peering over our child's shoulder while they were on their Zoom classes for 18 months. And we need to have a say. We need to have transparency in this process. And from a conservative principle standpoint, that's really good news for Republicans, for the we the people to take back some more input in what's going on in our lives. So that's how you can make this more of a conversation, regardless of which office you're running for on the ballot. Mm-hmm.
Cassie Smedley is joining us. She is the executive director of America Rising, formerly with the RNC, and a Kansas City native as well. Cassie, the Donald Trump factor, it seemed like Democrats tried to use the boogeyman of Trump, the ghost of Trump, and it really just, it didn't work for him, even in blue areas like Virginia and New Jersey. So what does that tell you about what they tried to do and what they will try to do going forward? Will they give up on this idea, or do you think they're just going to double down on, you know, everybody who has an R next to their name is somehow Trump reincarnated?
Well, if any indicator of how they've responded to this election by continuing to pursue their multi-trillion-dollar socialist agenda, despite that this election was seemingly a referendum on that, they're going to stay the course. Expect to hear a lot more about if you're Republican, not only what that means about the quote-unquote Trump boogeyman, but obviously what, you know, you saw Terry McAuliffe, every line out of his mouth, if it wasn't your Trump supporter, it said, oh, these are racist dog whistles. I mean, that's their playbook. They know it. I don't think they're giving it up. But what Glenn Youngkin did, and Cicciarelli in New Jersey, and so many folks, we at American Rising, we work in lots of states. We had great success. You talk about school boards out with school board races out in Colorado, of all places, getting conservatives elected. All of these ideas, again, about individual liberty, personal responsibility, and those are issues that Donald Trump really trumpeted, forgive the pun, as a candidate and as a president, said, what do you care about? What are the issues that you feel that you've been ignored on? And how can I help? And there was a lot of cross agreement and commonality on what those issues should be. And even as we're seeing in the polls, over the last week, it's still the economy that's number one for folks. Not that surprising, given all that we're seeing with the rise in costs, rise in gas prices, inflation, et cetera. It's still our conversation about education, about people having a say in their lives. So the Democrats are for sure going to try and say, oh, it's a bad thing that Donald Trump is affiliated with this candidate. But the policies really hold true regardless. So as a voter, there's something for everyone to latch onto. So I think they do it at their own political peril.
Cassie Smedley is joining us. All right, Cassie, last thing. I mean, whether it's the Missouri U.S. Senate race, which as a native Missourian, I know that, you know, you understand what's going on with that. But also on the other side of state line, like Kansas 3rd District trying to flip that House seat. What do you, they may be very different blueprints running statewide in Missouri versus, you know, a local race, a more local race on the congressional side in Kansas. But what do you think that looks like here on both sides of our state line going forward?
Well, historical data and trends say it's going to be a great year, of course, for Republicans. Last week, the election showed us it's probably going to be even better than we might have thought. And so now all of that hinges on what the candidates do with the momentum that has been presented to them. Again, keep your races local, keep your issues focused, listen to your voters and your constituents. And as a Republican, you should have a really good night next November, because right now, American voters are clamoring for the person who's going to fight for them and fight for their right to stand up for their family and their community. And Democrats aren't doing that. Democrats are so far away removed from the priorities that the American people say are important to them right now. So there's tremendous opportunity for Republicans, and it's going to come down to candidates just really taking that time to focus their election on the issues that matter and going for it.
Cassie, great to have you on. Thanks for being here as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete. Have a great week.
You bet. Cassie Smedley on KCMO Talk Radio, Kansas City native, now with American Rising, used to be with the RNC. So getting a little playbook for what's to come after last week.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.